Imagine waking up to discover that your reality has been hacked. In 2018, Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte lashed out at Oxford University, calling it a school for stupid people. Why? Because researchers had exposed his $200,000 expenditure on a social media manipulation army. This isn't science fiction. It's our new normal, where powerful figures deploy sophisticated digital tools to distort truth and silence critics. The line between real and fake has never been more blurred, and the consequences for democracy have never been more severe. What makes this digital manipulation particularly dangerous is how it exploits the very features social media platforms were designed to offer. These systems weren't built to distinguish between authentic and inauthentic engagement. A like is a like, whether from a real person or a bot. Platform algorithms prioritize engagement metrics, inadvertently amplifying manipulated content. This fundamental vulnerability has allowed bad actors to game these systems with relative ease, creating artificial virality for false narratives that can influence elections, undermine social movements, and fragment our shared reality. The tactics have democratized over time. While powerful political groups run the most pervasive campaigns, even ordinary users can now pay for bot amplification, some costing as little as $50 for 10,000 fake engagements. The ultimate goal isn't just to influence votes, but to confuse, polarize, and disenchant the public entirely. The weaponization of social media began before the 2016 U.S. election. In 2010, researchers discovered Twitter bots spreading false claims that Senate candidate Martha Coakley was anti-Catholic in Massachusetts. These automated accounts created an AstroTurf campaign that manufactured controversy. When mainstream media reported on this Twitter activity as genuine public sentiment, the fabricated allegations gained legitimacy and reached vast numbers of voters. Bot networks have evolved into computational propaganda, using algorithms, automation, and human curation to distribute misleading information through social media. Modern campaigns use machine learning to target specific demographics, analyze emotional triggers, and optimize content distribution timing. These techniques have been deployed during the Boston Marathon bombing, against Syrian democratic activists through coordinated harassment, and to defend Saudi Arabia after Jamal Khashoggi's murder. Beyond elections, computational propaganda has undermined movements like Black Lives Matter, harassed journalists with automated threats, and suppressed minority voices through targeted campaigns. Computational propaganda exploits our cognitive mechanisms, redirecting critical thinking toward conspiracy theories. During the 2016 election, fabricated news stories spread virally. One fictional story about an FBI agent's murder-suicide connected to Hillary Clinton's emails was shared on Facebook over 100 times per minute. The creator, Justin Kohler, earned $10,000 to $30,000 monthly from this operation, recognizing that people wanted to hear this. Content confirming existing biases spreads faster than factual information challenging those biases. This exploitation works alongside the attention economy. Social media platforms maximize engagement because their business model depends on user activity. Content triggering strong emotional responses, particularly outrage, fear, or tribal identity, generates more engagement than nuanced, factual information. Trust in American institutions has declined dramatically since the 1970s. Only 38% have confidence in religious institutions, down from 65%. 11% in Congress, down from 43%, with similar drops for medical systems and banks. This erosion of institutional trust creates fertile ground for conspiracy theories and alternative information sources. In April 2018, Mark Zuckerberg testified before Congress, citing AI over 30 times as Facebook's solution to disinformation. This technological solutionism reflects Silicon Valley's belief that software can solve complex social problems. However, AI is a double-edged sword. While potentially detecting manipulation, it simultaneously enables more sophisticated deception. Imagine gaining social media followers who engage with your content only to discover they're AI bots harvesting your workplace information. People already share bot-created content and argue with automated accounts daily. Most concerning is AI's growing ability to mimic human communication. Advanced voice recognition now understands diverse speech patterns across languages, while NVIDIA has developed AI that generates remarkably realistic human faces. Though currently expensive, these synthetic faces could soon undermine anti-disinformation efforts relying on reverse image searches. As these technologies become more human-like and accessible, propagandists could weaponize them to make convincing calls in any language, create realistic fake profiles, and infiltrate online communities by impersonating legitimate members. Deepfakes, AI-powered manipulations that blend deep learning and fake, threaten our perception of reality by making anyone appear to say or do anything. While primarily used for non-consensual pornography, political examples include Jordan Peele's fake Obama PSA and a Belgian political party's fabricated Trump video about climate agreements. Video proves especially effective for propaganda because it processes 60,000 times faster than text and engages multiple senses. Its motion captures attention while creating psychological transportation that reduces critical thinking. Between 2017-2018, average global video consumption jumped from 1 hour to 6.5 hours weekly. As technology like the Expression app makes deepfake creation more accessible, our trust in visual evidence erodes. Perhaps most concerning is how existing deepfakes can be repurposed without context, creating a world where seeing no longer equals believing. Extended reality, XR, virtual reality, augmented reality, and mixed reality offer democratic opportunities but pose manipulative dangers. The Institute for the Future notes, the body has no metric for fake. When multiple senses are engaged simultaneously in immersive environments, manipulations become harder to detect. China's Communist Party has employed VR for loyalty tests, placing party members in virtual rooms for questioning. The immersive, multi-sensory environment creates a more threatening experience than traditional methods. As XR technologies advance, they'll create immersive social worlds like the Oasis from Ready Player One, virtual environments where people spend significant portions of their lives. While enabling unprecedented connection, this introduces vulnerabilities for scams, catfishing, harassment, and propaganda that feel increasingly real. Research shows humans are more persuaded by what appears human, especially when visible or audible. The elderly and young people are particularly vulnerable to XR propaganda, while issues of harassment, intellectual property, and free speech in virtual environments remain largely unaddressed. Finding solutions to online disinformation requires fixing the ecosystem by building technology with human rights at its core. Social media platforms' attempts to fix algorithms have fallen short, prioritizing scaling, ads, and engagement over ethics. Hope exists despite these challenges. With billions more people coming online globally, we face a critical moment to redesign systems ethically. Organizations like the Digital Intelligence Lab are addressing these issues through tools like the Ethical Operating System, now taught at Stanford and adopted by major tech companies. Platform users have power to drive change. Tackling computational propaganda requires coordinated effort from tech firms working together to stop truth degradation. Democracy has always required rebuilding in every generation, and our current moment demands we address both social and technological problems. In a world where reality itself has become a battleground, we must become more discerning digital citizens, demanding transparency from platforms, supporting quality journalism, and cultivating critical thinking skills. The future of truth depends on our collective ability to distinguish fact from fiction in this age of algorithmic deception.